Let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 1. And John chapter 1, we'll read this evening verses 35 through 51. Verses 35 through 51. Hear now the word of the Lord. Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him, that is Christ, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day he purposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And that is God's word. Our passage this evening sees once again John the Baptizer testifying that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And what happened? This really shows us, the passage before us, this really shows us how people come to faith in Christ. John testified the truth from the Word of God about Jesus. "Behold, He is the Lamb of God." And two disciples, hearing that, the Word, followed Jesus. One of those two disciples then went to his brother and proclaimed the truth. "We have found the Messiah." And he brought his brother to Christ. You speak the word to the people, and you bring them to worship, to see Jesus. In worship, Jesus calls sinners to himself like he did, verse 43, with Philip, and he followed Christ. Philip found another man, saying, "We found him who is spoken of in the law and the prophets, Jesus, the Christ." Nathanael doubted. And Philip did what? He challenged him to come and see Jesus for himself. In such a way, we can do the same with the atheist or with the one who doubts that they would see Jesus. And so we are called to invite all types of people with no partiality shown. Invite them to come to worship and see for themselves. And if it's God's will, He can even save the atheist or the one who is hardened heart. And so here we're called in many ways to bear testimony of Christ. You see, in each one, in each way, the Word of God is spoken, and they're called to come and see Jesus, or come and follow Him. And that's what we are called to say. Notice that it talks about verse 37, the two disciples who heard him speak, that is John. It's not, and then the other disciples, they're the ones who spoke, and they are the ones who called. In verse 48, before Philip called you, call people to come and see Jesus and to come into his worship. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful in Christ that we have been given the great blessing of being instruments by which you use us to bring people to see your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, in the world this is foolishness, that they would even come and hear preaching, which is foolishness to the world. Father, we're thankful that you have given us the gospel, and that your Son speaks to us now through and in your worship, through the means of grace, the word, sacraments, and prayer. Father, we're thankful that in each of these the word goes forth and calls sinners to repentance and calls sinners to come and bow before Christ and calls all who would hear to be followers of Christ, that is, to be disciples of Christ alone. We pray that that would be true of all of us, that we would be your disciples, that we would follow you, that we would listen and hear your teaching and grow and be discipled. But Father, that we would also go forth and call others, especially as we see in our passage from our family, to come and to worship you. And so, Father, we ask that you would be gracious to us, that you would move us to, even in this time of year when we meet with families often, Father, we ask that you would make us to, and give us boldness to speak your truth, and to call sinners to repentance, to call sinners to come to worship and see you. Our Father, we're thankful that you have seen fit to bless your people, to gather us together this evening, to give us a congregation where the word and sacraments, your gospel is clearly proclaimed. We praise you for this and pray that you would not lead us into error, that you would keep us from and stop up our ears if we are to hear in our presence false teaching, and that those who would do so, myself included, that you would rebuke and chasten. Father, we pray that that would not be true of any who would stand in this pulpit or when we teach even in our prayer meeting or in Sabbath school. Father, we pray that you would lead us to the truth because you are the God of truth. Father, we do pray, as we'll be hearing about in a few moments, about another nation, but we pray for our nation, our governing authorities, that you would cause them to rule according to your word as those who would bow the knee to Christ alone and not to power or money or prestige or being famous. Father, we pray that you would give us godly rulers and that you would bring us back to a place where this country and throughout the world, that we worship you and that we would not turn aside and be promoting the murder of innocent people as children or even those who are aged. We pray that we would and have a government that loves for people to worship you, as we'll hear in Daniel this evening, that edict that Nebuchadnezzar brings about, that none would be allowed to bring a negative word about you, Yahweh, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, Father, we know that that's not part of your plan. We know that that is the opposite will happen, and that there will come sufferings and persecutions, which we see throughout the world, and we pray for those who are being persecuted, those who are suffering and even being put to death, that you would uphold them and keep them to stand upon your word upon your commandments, and that they would have hope, not necessarily in this life, but especially in that life to come. That all we'll hear about in a few moments. Father, we pray that you would bless our time in the reading and preaching of your word, and even now as we continue in worship, the singing of your word. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.